Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Today is Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the 2024 election nominating cycle.
Results will be announced in 16 states and American Samoa. It's a big day for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who so far has only won one Republican contest in Washington, D.C. The number of delegates on the table will be a big boost for the winners. Former President Trump and President Biden are the favored frontrunners. I'm Dave Collins.
Congressional leaders are unveiling the text of a government funding bill aimed to pass and prevent a shutdown before the Friday deadline. USA's John Schaefer.
The legislation is more than 1,000 pages in length, and it's designed to fund the government until October. It encompasses six bills forged through negotiations between the House and Senate and backed by President Biden. House Republicans are considering a vote on Wednesday utilizing an expedited procedure. That's according to a leadership aide. Subsequently, the bill would proceed to the Senate, where it will require swift approval and the support of 60 votes for passage.
NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement from football. He made that announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
13 seasons in Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL draft, contributing to their victory in Super Bowl 52. For weeks, many in the NFL world had speculated about Kelce's pending retirement. He's becoming more of a household name with a successful new podcast and a documentary about his family life. Women's college basketball phenom Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes has now topped legend Pete Maravich's record to become the NCAA's all-time points record holder in Division I college basketball. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating that it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Speaking from his Mar-a-Lago estate following the decision, Trump commended the court. He also criticized what he termed out-of-control judges and rogue prosecutors. This week, President Biden set to deliver his State of the Union address. A preview of Thursday's speech indicates the president will detail his efforts to ensure the wealthy contribute their fair share in taxes. Additionally, Biden will advocate for policies that have the potential to garner bipartisan support, like initiatives to assist veterans and combat cancer. NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement from football. He made that announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
13 seasons in Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL draft, contributing to their victory in Super Bowl 52. For weeks, many in the NFL world had speculated about Kelce's pending retirement. He's becoming more of a household name with a successful new podcast and a documentary about his family life. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your...
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Alex McFarland going to be joining us in just a moment. Before we do, just as a foundation here, let's think about this. Okay, the foundation of the American dream, born out of Judeo-Christian faith principles and doctrine, right? Would you agree? Most people, I think. Well, you know, it was godly principles and laws that built this country, made it one of the greatest in human history, okay? There wasn't, you know, all this other progressive thought. Yes, it lingered around like anything. If you come up with an idea, there's always going to be an adversarial viewpoint that's going to come in and try to, as the Bible talks about, steal those seeds that have been planted, all right? And this is what's been happening in 247 years of this great American experiment. There have been those that come around that really don't have a better idea. They think they do. They think, okay, not based on Almighty God, who is in control, who created everything. They haven't created one iota. But in their self-appointed genius and elitism, they think they know better. And what are they putting at risk? Time and again in the history of man, we've seen where elites have risen and they end up destroying their humanity. Is that the future? Is that the future of America? I would hope not. As I mentioned, Dr. Alex McFarland, one of America's top Christian apologists, radio host and director of Christian Worldview at North Greenville University and author of over 20 books, is here with us now. Here he is. Dr. Alex, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm very blessed, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Hey, I always appreciate this time, but I think that, look, at you know, the time to play patty cake is over here. We have been very kind and very accommodating, trying to be good Christians, you know, not offend anybody. And meanwhile, you know, even we've got Christians who are involved in apostasy of thinking, well, did God really say, abandoning these solid core principles? And I believe you and I have been called, for this time to call it out for what it is. It is a humongous lie. It is dangerous. We've been warned about this time and season, and it is upon us now. So now what are you going to do about it? At a time when, you know, as we were talking with Craig Huey earlier today, when you consider where we are right now, it's not an easy lift, Alex, because there's been generations that have allowed this, you know, to fatten up and to move on and to, you know, dig in deeper roots and to think that somehow they've got control. And they do in many ways, you know, the media, our politics. Look at what's going on right now. We've got active judicial activists who want to tell us who we should vote for, and, you know, by disqualifying somebody out of opinion just because that's what they think, not what 247, you know, what 347 million people think, 150 million voters think. No, that's irrelevant. It's only what the guys in the black robes or the ladies in the black robes say, and we're to give, you know, beckon our knee to them, right?
Yeah. You know, it's ironic, Bill. And by the way, it's such a privilege to be with you, and it was good to see you. You and I were recently at a convention in Nashville, and I had some friends with me, and I said, hey, here's the nationally known radio host, Bill Martinez. And later on, after we all talked, my friends that were with me said, wow, Alex, you know some very well-known people. And so anyway, it was great to be with you. And I just want to, before I dive into some comments, I just want to say how much I appreciate the way you think and the way you communicate, Bill. And it's always a real honor to converse with you. But here's the irony of our times. Liberal, woke, Democrats, I mean, call them what you will. A lot of people are using the tools of American liberty to destroy American liberty. See,
exactly.
Across the panorama of human history, the idea that people have inherent rights, not, you know, handed out piecemeal by the state, but you have rights given from God. This mm-hmm. was a unique idea 250 years ago. And so the idea that we should have the freedom of expression, freedom of religious expression, freedom of speech, the right to life, the right to work the job of your choosing and keep what you earn. In other words, Americanism, Bill, mm-hmm. as you and I know, that was absolutely unheard of 250
exactly.
years ago. There were monarchies, there were dictators. There were some democracies like Plato wrote about, but I want to say it in the strongest possible terms. America is not a democracy. We're a Judeo-Christian, principled, representative republic.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want to say on January 6, 2021, democracy was not threatened because we are not a democracy. We're a republic.
Exactly.
And the left, they are very clever in their strategic, I would say, malicious use of language.
Yeah.
But it is time for those of us, the three C's that the left hates so much, conservative, Christian, constitutionalist, we must think, communicate, influence others, vote. The republic that we've taken for granted hangs in the balance, Bill.
Yes. Well, you're exactly right, Alex, because and the thing is, it really, even more so, I mean, sometimes I think that maybe we're beyond the tipping point. You and I have talked about the tipping point for many years, and we're beyond that. And when you are beyond that, it picks up momentum. And so it's going to require even that much more effort to get this country back on track. But the good news is that when you have God on your side, God can make up the difference. And and this is the power of the truth. Because the fact of the matter is, for the last several decades, we've lived the lie of the left. We've lived it. Okay? So how is that working out for you? And, and I think this is what's blowing the left away here right now, is that they don't have a whole lot to stand on. Because their policies have all failed. They've injured the everyday man and woman of America. They've injured the world, Alex, because instead of us being, you know, the moral compass and being, you know, the one who is that has moral standing on an international stage, you know, we're at that point, like Marco Rubio said, 6 years ago, where our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us.
Mm, wow. Well, see, liberalism starts utopian and ends in hopelessness.
Yes.
Conservatism starts seeing the dystopian culture but ends victoriously.
Right.
Let's be encouraged. Truth and God are on the side of what's moral, right, and true.
But the truth tellers and the God-fearers and God-followers must come together if this country is going to be revived. I mean, God willing. I mean, should Jesus tarry? Of course, we're not declaring that timeline, but certainly the signs are pretty evident, aren't they?
They really are. Bill, I think we're.
I'll tell you, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. Alex McFarland after this. Stay with us.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 18 minutes after the top of the hour. Our basic program clock has gone a little wacko. I don't know what is going on. The big hand's tripping up over the little hand. It's just one of those weird electronic things, you know. But, blessed are the flexible, right, Alex?
Right on. You know, they say that the difference between a steel beam and a Baptist preacher, steel beams are flexible. You know what's the difference between a choir director and a terrorist? You can negotiate with a terrorist.
See, people don't understand. Unless you've been around the churchdom cycles, you know, the realm of church, the kingdom of the churches and that, you don't quite understand what Alex is saying. It is hysterically true.
It's a little inside baseball here. It's a little church humor, isn't it?
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, we can use that. We need to, because sometimes I think we take ourselves too seriously, but at a time when it's okay. I mean, as long as we know the difference, that then there are those moments of seriousness, like what we're talking about right now is that if something is going to happen, if we're going to get this country, you know, back on track, and understanding that, hey, we're not doing this because of ourselves. We're doing it because this is what God's called us to do as stewards. Yeah. Okay. And should Jesus tarry, we're setting any appointment here, but you look at the signs and you go, whoa, I mean, this is soon and very soon kind of stuff. You know, things that are happening in Israel, all these signs all around. You know, we got pestilence. We just got through a big pandemic. Now we're talking about a bat flu around the corner. There's something like 9 pandemics waiting in the queue right now, Alex. These mad scientists are getting ready for us. And, you know, at some point, God's creation, just like it was in the days of Noah, is becoming more and more corrupt, that God has to come in and save his creation, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. And you know what? It's interesting that a lot of people that are not necessarily Christians or even, you know, very spiritual people, there's just this gut feeling around the world, in academic circles, just all in many cultures, Bill, where people kind of think history is at the end of its tether. Isn't that something? And, you know, I think some of the signs that we may very likely be near the end of history, I mean, there is, you know, obviously an increase in evil. Matthew 24:12. The Lord Jesus said that in the last days, iniquity will abound. And there's, you know, the pursuit of pleasure and just relativism, that we all make our own truth. You know, Bill, an increase in false teachers. There is Matthew 24:6-7 says there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Do you know, right now, even as we speak, Bill, right this moment, there are 25 wars going on in the world right now.
Right, exactly. At least 25. I've counted as much as 32, but we'll say 25. Yeah. I go with that. Yeah.
Now, one of the signs of the end of time would be apostasy within the church. Now, the word apostasy is a Greek word that means rebellion or riot. There, in other words, like a theological free-for-all. And my goodness, with, you know, LGBTQ trans ministries right now, churches, you know, the United Methodist, and thank God that thousands of congregations have left the denomination, the churches that believe in the Word of God. But, I mean, there are lesbian bishops. The idea, I mean, in some circles, even in some, you know, Baptist circles and Presbyterian circles, they believe that Muslims and Christians worship the same God. Well, those things that are absolutely against the clear teaching of Scripture, that's apostasy.
Exactly.
The wiring of the planet, I mean, the book of Revelation describes scenarios that people of previous generations would have found hard to believe. In fact, skeptics used to scoff the idea that there would be a one-world money system, or that apart from that, no one could buy or sell. That's in Revelation 13:17. Mm-hmm. Now, the book of Revelation in 11 and 18 talk about events happening in Israel that would be watched by the entire world all at once. And like Voltaire and Robert Ingersoll, that were atheists, the previous generations, mocked that. But you and I know, I mean, in the global world in which we find ourselves, I mean, you can watch stuff on the other side of the planet in real time.
Exactly.
But, Bill, I think the greatest indicator that we are very near the end of time is the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. No, I agree. Yeah,
now,
I mean,
in Ezekiel 20, verse 34, and also in Ezekiel 37, God says at the end of time, And by the way, this is, you know, written hundreds of years before the birth of Christ. But it says, I will bring you from the nations where you have been scattered. And for 1,878 years, the Jewish people were without a homeland. Isaiah 43 says that in the last days, I will bring your children from the ends of the earth back to Israel. I truly believe, Bill, that on May 14, 1948, when Israel was reconstituted as a nation, and by midnight, President Harry Truman said the United States recognizes the sovereign nation of Israel. I believe that's when the prophetic time clock kicked into high gear, Bill.
Without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. I agree 100%. I've always maintained as soon as that happened, it was the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. And what has been passing since are minutes and seconds. So the hands are moving around and around, and they're going, as they continue to do so, we move closer to that expected time that is undeniable. I mean, is there any doubt in your mind that Jesus will not come back?
No doubt whatsoever. I mean, God has a 100% track record of keeping his promises.
Exactly.
And just like Christ's miraculous first coming was right on schedule, the book of Galatians in Galatians 4:4 says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, to redeem those that were under the law. It was interesting, you know, more than a few sociologists have acknowledged that when Christ was born, it was the ideal time to start a new movement that could circle the globe. The Pax Romana, the peace of Rome,
exactly,
really ruled the world. And the church was born. And I want to say this now, you know, 2,000 years later, just for what it's worth, and I realize we're putting out a lot of information here, but contrary to Darwinian evolution, I do not believe the Earth is millions and millions of years old. Recorded human history goes back about 6,000 years. Now, we are at the end of the sixth day. God created in 6 days, rested on the seventh. The 1,000-year millennium is a time of rest. There will be peace on Earth. And only God knows the specifics here, Bill, but, you know, if Christ returned within, you know, whether it be today or in the very, very near future, and the enemies of God will be vanquished at the Battle of Armageddon, and there'll be 1,000 years of peace on Earth, and then eternity proper begins. I really think that we look at the Bible, the Word of God, we look at the events in the Middle East. I mean, just the inexplicable anti-Semitism, which goes back to Haman in the book of Esther, it goes back to the pharaohs in the Egyptian and Babylonian captivities. How could you not recognize that this is a supernatural universe, and history is the story of God's intervention in this world? Bill, I have no doubt, I am 1,000% sure Jesus is coming back, and it will likely be in our lifetime.
You know, I have that equal sense that it would be. And it's only recently that I've had that sense that it would happen in our lifetime. And this is why I believe that God has revealed to me, as he's revealed to you, certain words and language for us to put out there. And as the Bible says, his word goes out and finds its match and finds its mate. And here we are. Our hope is that, you know, what we're doing here, yes, in this technological age, this information age in which we live in, you know, we're chasing after knowledge and not knowing a whole lot more necessarily. You can't do it without God. Dr. Alex McFarland, you're awesome. Thank you, my friend. Take care. God bless.
Heater or air conditioner busted, appliance broken, computer crashed, then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances.
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. There's another name emerging to eventually replace Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as the GOP's leading lawmaker on the Senate side. Senator John Thune is reportedly lining up a run for the post after McConnell steps down in November. Thune's facing at least one other Republican, Texas Senator John Cornyn, who announced his bid last week. NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement.
He made the emotional announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
In Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL draft and played 13 seasons with the team.
USA's John Schaefer. Women's college basketball phenom Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes has now topped legend Pete Maravich's record to become the NCAA's all-time points record holder in Division I college basketball. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Daniel R. Straight is an attorney. He's an author at Daniel R. Straight's Fake News Exposed, and he joins us now. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about Fake News Exposed.
Well, that's my Substack, and what I do at Substack is keep up with and write about fake news and really legal developments. There's been so much going on with the lawfare being waged against President Trump.
Right.
And so I write about all those things in real time. And then I write, I write books. But the problem with books is, you know, by the time a book's published, a lot of times it's dated.
Right.
So
exactly.
I use the Substack. Yeah, I use the Substack to stay current.
Well, and of course, it's especially advantageous for us, especially when it comes to the law. You know, we get a decision that comes down, in favor, some would say, of Trump in making sure that all the states now make sure that his name is included in the ballot. We get a 9-0 judgment. And then part two, because I guess you had to keep MSNBC happy, then you come in with a bifurcated 5-4 decision. So it can be confusing for the person, you know, the basic person out there that doesn't understand all the legalese and what and the nuances that's involved. And it's kind of silly because, you know, we look to the Supreme Court, in my humble opinion, to call balls and strikes. It's not, you know, as I explained to one attorney, it's not like, you know, you can imagine you're at a ball game and the umpire calls a strike and then spends the next 20 minutes explaining why it shouldn't, it had to be a strike and not a ball. Who cares? Move on.
Yeah, well, you know, really what the Supreme Court majority, and the important part is all nine justices in the United States Supreme Court agreed that Colorado did not have the right to do what Colorado did.
Right, exactly.
By disqualifying President Trump. So that's important because that needed to be put to rest.
But shouldn't that have been then drop the mic and walk away? Because that's what was being brought before the court. Did they have the right to do that? No, you don't. End of story. I don't need to hear anything else, right?
You know, that's part of what some of the justices were complaining about, for lack of a better description. But really, what the majority did was to come and say, look, this statute's not self-executing. Congress has to pass an enabling statute. They had done that in 1870 with the Enforcement Act of 1870 and then repealed it. So if the majority had not said that, if the majority had not come out and said, look, there has to be legislation from Congress or no one can challenge a person running for federal office under Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, then all of these plaintiffs and all of these Democrats and all of the Never Trumpers would have run to federal courts with some, and cherry-picked some activist judges and started all over. You know, so the majority put an end to it. And that's what needed to be done. You saw the three liberal justices agreed with the decision but said, we didn't have to answer that question. And if their view had prevailed, President Trump would right now be fighting these efforts all over the country, except this time in federal court.
Exactly, exactly. So so with their stand, majority, you know, the four men, justices had said that, if you want to change, the remedy is that it needs to be settled in Congress. And they've had plenty of time to do this. Not to. So, on one hand, I think that is a fair response, you know, from Justice Roberts and the others. But it just seemed that, when you're trying to tone things down, as Justice Barrett had said, it's like what we did. We kind of reopened the issue and agitated the thing, as opposed to, you know, calming everybody down, right? And just saying, here's the law. Does that make sense, or am I misunderstanding something?
Yeah, no, I understand. And look, really, what the Supreme Court majority did, and this is what Justice Barrett was talking about, is they went one step further than they had to.
And that one step, so our audience can follow, Daniel, what was that one step further?
Okay, so the actual issue before the court and the case before the court was, could a state do what Colorado did? Does a state have the right to use its own procedures to disqualify a person running for federal office under Article 3 of the 14th Amendment? The answer to that question from all nine justices is no. Mm-hmm. All right. The case did not involve a challenge in federal court to a person running for federal office under Article 3 of the 14th Amendment. The five-justice majority said, we're going to answer that question, too, because Section 5 of the 14th Amendment obligates Congress and empowers Congress to pass enabling legislation. They have to do that. You don't have the right to go to federal court without enabling legislation. And the reason that was important is all the Never Trumpers and the Democrats who've been suing President Trump to try to get him knocked off the ballots in different states were just going to go to federal court. And so the case was going to wind up right back at the Supreme Court. So I think actually the Supreme Court did the right thing. The majority did the right thing by answering that question, because that puts all of this nonsense to bed. It's just over with. Mm-hmm. So unless Congress passes a statute to allow for one of those challenges to be made.
So, okay, I'm following you there. So why did Justice Barrett take exception to that? What did she want done?
Well, because generally speaking, In the federal system, courts are supposed to answer the specific question in front of them and not go farther than they have to. And that's where Justice Barrett says, look, and that all has to do with Article 3 of the United States Constitution grants the judicial power over what are called cases and controversies. And the court has a long series of jurisprudence that says, here's what a case and here's what a controversy is. And if you answer a question that's not technically, formally before the court, You know, you're really not supposed to do that. And that's what Justice Barrett says. We all agree on the actual question before the court, and that's where we should stop. And that's what right. the dispute's about. So you've absolutely nailed what the dispute's about. Mm-hmm. Between the concurrences and the majority.
Well, and yet she kind of put in place the three liberal justices, and so help our audience understand what was the conflict between what she was saying and why she felt like she needed to kind of send a little salvo over the bow of the boat of the liberal justices.
Well, my reading of Justice Barrett's single page concurrence was to say, look, we all agree that states do not have the authority to disqualify a person running for federal office under Article 3 of the 14th Amendment. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So she said, hey, look, we all agree on that. And there's no dispute about that. And she didn't sign on to elaborating further the way the three liberal justices did. And really, if you read what Justice Kagan, Sotomayor, and Jackson wrote, what they're really saying is, hey, we're not supposed to answer more questions than are actually in front of us. And that has to do with what are known as holdings and dicta. It's kind of esoteric legal mumbo-jumbo. But that's the basic fundamental difference between them.
Well, then you would think that, and again, the reason I'm saying that it seemed that Justice Barrett, you know, kind of tried to put the three liberals in place a little bit. And of course, that's the interpretation of the mainstream media. That's why I wanted to give you a chance and, you know, to help us understand, you know, was she doing that or was she, because I read it like you do and thinking that she was in principle in agreement with the three other liberal justices and saying, hey, we didn't need to go there.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that that's what she was saying. We're talking about Justice Barrett in her concurrence. She agreed
Correct.
With the three liberal justices. She just didn't think it was necessary to say as much more as they did.
Right, exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Daniel Street on the other side.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
How
would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800. 800- Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Daniel Street. Daniel's an attorney. He's author at Daniel R. Street's Fake News Exposed. We were talking about, you know, this issue, and it's been a problem for me from day one. It just bothers the heck out of me, is that this use of insurrection. Initially, when January 6th came out, you know, they kind of, you know, threw it out there. They, you know, the media and all the talking heads of the Democratic, oh, it was an insurrection. And then they realize, they go, wait a minute, that's all the, you know, number one, saying insurrection is very dangerous because of what comes along as consequences of having an you know, and being responsible for igniting an insurrection. And so then they backed off, and we have an impeachment, and you heard less and less about, you know, an insurrection. And then here recently, you have the president of the United States, he of all people, who should be, he should know better. As the leader of this country, he goes out and speaks of an insurrection as if it's a matter of fact. Who said it's a matter of fact that there was an insurrection? How dare you say that to me? And how dare you insult the American people that you're supposed to lead by saying that? Now, I get it. You know, for those people that hate Trump, it's an insurrection. I mean, it's murder. They'll just go and make up all kinds of stories because they're so Trump deranged. The common sense and reason doesn't operate within, you know, the centers of their earlobes. So we get that. But, you know, it's dangerous when that continues to be fueled because you have other people that just don't know better, especially younger people, Daniel, that are influenced by adults making these kind of statements. And they say, well, you know, hey, I've heard insurrection. It must be true. He's an insurrectionist. Well, no. And it's very dangerous that keeps getting repeated, right?
Absolutely. And let me state a couple of things emphatically. What happened on January 6, 2021 was not an insurrection. It was not an insurrection as a practical matter. It was not an insurrection as a legal matter. The federal law has defined insurrection since the Militia Act of 1795 and the Insurrection Act of 1807. They require, and those acts, their successors are still on the books, not the exact same statutes, but very similar, mm-hmm. and require the president to issue a declaration to the people who are in rebellion, telling them to lay down their arms and go home and all these things. None of that happened. There was not an insurrection on January 6, 2021. That's why no one, let me say this emphatically, because it's the truth and everyone needs to hear it. Of all the 1,400 people or however many now that have been charged with crimes arising out of what happened on January 6, 2021, not one, zero, have been charged under the federal insurrection statute. That's 18 U.S.C. 2383. None. And that's because there was not an insurrection. The government can't prove there was one. It's very frustrating to watch courts, even in the three justices who concurred in the judgment in the Colorado disqualification case yesterday. They made a comment about the court stating that Congress had to pass enabling legislation, and they threw in the phrase oath-breaking insurrectionist. They didn't say President Trump was one. They said, under this decision, the courts can't even disqualify an oath-breaking insurrection. And, of course, the media runs with that, which is what the purpose behind that was. It should not have been in the opinion. Look, the Supreme Court did the right thing yesterday, but the simple fact of the matter is that the damage done to the credibility of federal law enforcement and the federal judiciary by the Biden regime and the Democrats and the never-Trumpers, let's not forget them, over the last 3 years would take 30 years to reverse, and that's if the federal government, federal law enforcement, and the federal judiciary started flying right immediately. And, of course, that's not going to happen. So it is dangerous. It's dangerous to our institutions. It's dangerous to the rule of law, and it's dangerous to the truth, for that matter. And I've been trying to tell everybody that I can tell that this was not an insurrection. And, you know, the problem is you get this just literally cacophony of media propaganda and misinformation is just overwhelms people. And so it's important that we have these conversations.
Exactly. Well, because it's all wrapped into the what they would call the preponderance of evidence. But it's not evidence. It's preponderance of opinion. And I often say, Daniel, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and this has been our world over the last couple of decades, is that opinion, anonymous reporting, all these things that have broken down the reasonable boundaries for truth and the American way and American legitimacy has all been compromised for what? To accommodate the opinions of the self-appointed elites that have no interest. They have really no long-term interest, in my opinion, in long-term interest in America and America's values. I mean, they are hell-bent to bring us down. This is clear. And of course, this was reinforced back in 08, and it started, more dramatically under the administration of one Barack Obama.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Listen, the people we're talking about, the bourgeois establishment, the government types, the left, they care about power, the accumulation of power. Listen, I covered it in Volume 1 of Fake News Exposed about Trump. That's my first book about fake news about Trump. There are chapter after chapter about January 6th. What most people have heard reported both from government and media about January 6th was misinformation. From the insurrection issue, that was misinformation. President Trump did not incite any insurrection. He did not engage in any insurrection. The amount of damage, property damage that was done was grossly, grotesquely embellished. You remember $30 million worth of damage. No, it's $2.5 million.
Right.
And so everything the
versus somewhere $2 to $4 billion in the Summer of Love brought to you by Antifa and BLM, right?
That's right, from the George Floyd riots.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know what kills me? The media soft pedals all of that.
Yeah. And nobody on that side that I'm aware of is in jail. Nobody is there has been deprived of due process, haven't been in there for, you know, hundreds of days in solitary confinement. But yet we have these patriots who said something went wrong, with the election. And even to this day, you've got over 60% of America saying they really don't have a lot of confidence in the results of the 2020 election. And so God forbid that our government would respond to that question that they have and do a rightful inquiry into it. No, we're going to have some kind of faux inquiry in the name of the January 6th committee, which was the biggest joke and waste of money after everything was said and done. And then to cap it all off, even though they were told, hey, keep all that evidence. We need to have that evidence on file. They destroyed. They willfully destroyed the evidence, which didn't belong to them. That belonged to us, the taxpayers. We the people, right? And with impunity, you know, they can go ahead and, you know, pull alarms down and disrupt any way they want to and get away with it at the expense of truth and our Constitution.
Yeah, and listen, you mentioned the January 6th committee. I've actually written on my Substack about the January 6th. The January 6th committee was an unprecedented attack on American liberty. That was a totalitarian, authoritarian exercise of unbridled congressional power. Had never been done before. They used congressional subpoena power to run roughshod over people, to get people's records and information without any notice. That's usually reserved for criminal investigation.
Exactly.
And the January 6th committee was an abomination. I've written about it. It was, you know, Benny Thompson, who's a congressman, a Democrat from Mississippi, was put in charge. He's the chair. I've got an entire article in my Substack about his affiliations with actual black racist insurrectionists. This is the best guy they could come up with to put in charge of this. It was unfathomable the way that was run. And then for that evidence, which is, let's use that term very loosely, because most of what the J6 committee did, they, in fact, covered this as well, they tampered with evidence, and then they were unilaterally gathering all this. These weren't depositions. This wasn't an examination and cross-examination. These were TV-style production. And the Colorado Supreme Court allowed that so-called evidence, if you could see me right now, I'm using air quotes, to be accepted by the district court in Colorado in this effort to disqualify President Trump. It was unfathomable and literally lunacy. And thank goodness the United States Supreme Court put it into it. But we're going to be dealing with the fallout from the January 6th committee and from all the misinformation spread about January 6th and the way that American people, these folks, the J6 defendants have been deprived, in many instances anyway, not universally, but deprived of fundamental rights as Americans. I didn't think it was even possible to happen in this country.
Yeah. Well, and here we are, as you mentioned, Daniel, and I think you got people's attention when you said that in order to clean up the mess, we're talking, you know, several decades, could be 30 years. It could be that plus. I mean, we're still living under the lie of, you know, who won the 1960 presidential election, even though the Democrats now kind of, you know, admit, they go, well, if the truth be known, you know, yeah, we stuffed the ballot box for JFK for him to win. Wait a minute. You guys say this like as if, you know, it's all okay. I mean, it's like in the same attitude as, you know, the knucklehead from Las Vegas, Nevada, you know, Harry Reid, who has since passed, when he talked about Mitt Romney. Well, he didn't get elected, right? And he just chuckled.
Yeah.
this is our government, and this is our country, right? Unbelievable.
I always say Democrats have been stealing elections for 200 years. There's nothing new about that.
We used to trust.
Thank you, Daniel.
The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final